Hello and welcome to Harvard Chan This Week in Health. It's Friday, June 17th. I'm Noah Levitt.
I'm Amy Montemiro. This week our episode will be a little different.
As you all know by now, 49 people were killed and more than 50 others were injured in a horrific mass shooting at an LGBT nightclub in Orlando, Florida. It is the deadliest mass shooting in recent U.S. history and the deadliest terror attack in the United States since the 9/11 attacks.
This week, the Harvard Chan School community paused to remember the victims and to stand in solidarity with those who were attacked. We wanted to take a few minutes to share some remarks from the school's acting dean, David Hunter. He explained the role that a school public health can play in preventing future tragedies like this shooting in Orlando. Take a listen.
So we're here today, again, to join together as members of the public health community to primarily express our thoughts and prayers for those who were killed in Orlando, those who are still struggling for life, and all of their relatives, friends, members of their community, our community, after the outrage that was committed in the early hours of yesterday morning. In opening, I'd like to share a brief statement from incoming Dean Michelle Williams, who's out of town but has been much in contact with us over the last 24 hours. Michelle says, "The events in Orlando a few short hours ago took away a fundamental right from 50 individuals who were killed and a dozen more who were injured. This was an act of hate, of homophobia, and of terror. It was an act made possible by lax gun control." End of quote. So as a public health community of students, faculty, staff, we stand in solidarity with those in Orlando who were targeted for who they are and who they choose to love. And we must rededicate ourselves to understanding the forces in society that lead to this violence and the means that permit people to shatter the lives of individuals and families in Orlando and wherever hate and discrimination can be found. It's very important for us to come together and name the causes of this horror. The first cause is homophobia. So one of the highlights of this year was when we were able to come together as a community to dedicate the flags that are in the Building 2 atrium for the LGBTQ community, bisexual and transgender communities. That was a moment of affirmation of our respect and our affirmation that we must have equality for all, regardless of sexual orientation and expression. And here we are in the same year, reminded of how far we have to go to achieve those goals. The second cause is hate. This was a hate crime. This was more than 100 individual hate crimes. Whatever the connection with ISIS or ISIL or international terror, the foundation for these acts and acts like these is hate in our society. Every time that trigger was pulled, another individual hate crime occurred. And the third cause that makes this possible is the abnegation of responsibility and the cowardice of our political class, federally and in many states, that permits weapons of war to be freely available to be used in our streets, in our communities, in our schools, in our workplaces, and in our clubs. If the politicians have any excuse left, it can only be that we as citizens have not adequately mobilized to dispute the right of the NRA to determine that these weapons of war should be so available. And so as citizens first and as public health workers, we should stand and affirm our determination to see a day when homophobia no longer exists, where hate no longer exists, but to the extent that they do still exist, then people who hate don't have access to the means to create such devastation in such a short period of time. So I'd like to call for a minute's silence to remember all those who died just yesterday, all those who are still struggling to live.
Again, that was Acting Dean David Hunter speaking about the horrific mass shooting in Orlando, Florida.
We will be back next week with our usual look at public health news. And now we leave you with a reading of Maya Angelou's poem, Still I Rise, by Zenon Black, an employee in the Harvard Chan School's Office of Diversity and Inclusion.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air, I'll rise. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from the past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of a slave, I rise. I stand here today in front of you as a gay man of color, and I ask you to rise above the hate, rise above the fear, and stand as one community in solidarity. Thank you.